Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you were an animal,
oh,
you'd be a wolf?
No.
Oh,
a cow. Pretending the cow who's someone's just trodden on their udder.
Oh.
And they're very upset about it.
Yeah.
Well, classic you, you're drinking a San Pellegrino, so
yeah.
Lemon.
Yeah.
I'm on an apple, a cloudy apple. You're over there bitter. I'm here, zingy, fruity, ready for a
You compared our personalities to what you're drinking.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
I'm bringing it down to that.
You are?
Yeah. How's everybody's favourite movie critic? any more pearls of depth for us?
Hello. Hello, everyone. Welcome to a bonus episode of Private Parts. If you didn't listen to last week's episode, Alex is doing what they call a callback to our last bonus where I was critiquing movies. I tell you what, why don't we play a game?
What critique did you give?
I tell you what, why don't we play a game?
Yeah.
All right? I reckon I can guess the rating of movies on IMDb. I can tell what rating that
IMDb?
Probably. IMDb.
What's that?
International Movie Database. Is it?
Okay.
International Movie Database? I don't know.
Yeah.
Something like
sounds
that.
Good.
Sounds pretty.
Is this a game show?
No.
It's not better than Desert Island.
IMDb must have.
Desert Island Crisps.
No, it's not as good as that. So why don't you choose, okay, tell me a movie and I'll guess its IMDb rating without looking.
Okay.
Here we go.
Legends of the Fall.
Oh, great one. I reckon Legends of the Fall.
I'm going to guess as well here.
Okay, fine.
I it's a very strange movie.
Go on,
I found
go
the
on.
Whole, I found,
with Brad Pitt.
I found the whole thing very strange.
Okay, and then why don't
it
we
goes
also-
on and on and on. There's about 50 storylines running.
Yeah.
Yeah. At one point,
I think we go for not this one because I just saw the year, but we go for year and IMDb rating.
Well, I want to try and guess the rating of this one.
What do you think it is? Go
7.8.
Oh, I was going to go for 7.3.
Okay.
And what year do you think it was?
Oh, fair. Early 90s.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. IMDb rating. Oh, it's 7.5.
7.5. What did you say?
7.3.
What did I say?
7.8. I win.
Oh, he's by 1 point.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay, let's pick another movie.
I prefer.
This is a great game.
No, but I prefer you delivering the sort of the nuances, the unseen tones of movies.
Okay, fine. I'll critique it. Go on, give me another one.
Okay, in Bridget Jones's Diary.
What do you want from me?
I mean, obviously, it's a story about.
No, come on. Let's do. Come on, let's pick a movie.
All right. Okay. What's your speciality?
No, anything.
No, come on. You
I don't
must
have a speciality.
Come on. There's a movie that you
You can't. Bridget Jones is like a rom-com. Like, you could critique rom-coms, but that's very tricky.
Oh, sorry. Is it beneath you?
It's
beneath
you,
isn't it?
No, it's not beneath
you. It is beneath you.
Come on, pick a movie. Go.
Okay, come on then.
Come on.
Shyamalan. Schindler's List.
Oh, very good. Schindler's List.
Do you know what? I've actually never watched it.
Well, Schindler's is amazing because most of it's in black and white. Apart from...
Was that nicer on your eyes?
No, but there's a moment where you see a child with a red coat going through and she's young, and then you see that she's been killed in the movie, and it's very dramatic. And the reduction of colour within the movie is kind of a... signifying the reduction of life within what was going on.
Sorry,
so it's very good.
Could you say that again? I'm going to record that
Schindler's List as
a voice note on my phone. I think it might get me laid. I'm just gonna write it on a note and leave it next to my girlfriend.
Schindler's List. I reckon Schindler's List.
You're obsessed with the rating thing, aren't you?
Yeah, Schindler's List. Okay, I reckon it's got 8.6. What do you think?
Oh, it's got a big rating. That it's very popular.
8.6.
I'm going to go 8.7 just
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm going to change mine then. You think 8.6? Okay, I'm going to go...
Okay, no, I reckon.
I'm going to go...
I reckon like 9.3.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to go for. I was going to go higher. I was going
Okay, maybe like 9.1.
I was going to go 9.2. No! Yeah, I'm going to go 9.2.
Okay.
Here we go. Schindler's List.
Come on.
Oh, it's 9.
Oh, so I won.
Oh.
Shit.
Okay, fine. Okay, I'm not going to kick things off then. I'm going to give one more.
Movie segment's over.
Last one. Give me one. Okay, I'm going to give it to you. E.T.
Yeah.
What do you think it's got?
A good rating, I reckon.
E.T., that's a worst. Why don't we give a Parent Trap? There you go.
No clue.
Exactly. What would you say?
What's wrong with E.T.?
Okay, go E.T. then.
Okay. I think it's going to be up there with similar sort of Schindler's List. I reckon a 9.1. It's going to go same again.
I'm not going to go. I'm going to go 7.8.
Really?
E.T. Let's go. It's E.T. Oh, 7.9.
Oh.
That's unbelievable. I'm phenomenal at this.
Anything else you're weirdly good at?
Yeah, I am. I told you
it's
this.
It's great we're unearthing all these now.
I told you the other thing I'm good at. You could find a place on the map and show it to me and I'd be able to guess where in the world it is.
Yeah. Didn't work, did it?
Whoa.
Okay, anyway. Are you good at finding little segments or little bits of frozen turd? Because I'm going to grate a poo all over your house.
That's from our private caller. That's another callback you
got. Yeah, there's two callbacks in one episode. Are you excited for the stag do?
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex and I are going on my stag do in a couple of days.
That is something that is on the menu.
What do you think is going to happen?
Frozen turd grating. That's a big chapter of the stag.
Mm-hmm.
Just going to grate some turd all over you in your sleep.
Yeah.
It's going to be real nice. I don't know. I think it's either going to be like, because we're a little bit older now. I was saying in the other podcast, there's this kind of like this pre-chat that happens now when you meet up with people that you've not sort of hung out with and been out with in a while. And you say, hey, look, I'm 30 odd now and I don't do it like I used to.
Totally.
And then you meet up and you end up doing it way worse. So that could be an eventuality.
Yeah.
You might all be let loose and someone...
Well, I thought what would be... well, we're going on a stag do this week. I thought I would read you some epic stag do stories.
Mm-hmm.
These are some of the greatest stag do stories ever. The first one is called Kidnapped Stag, Shingles, and a Rusty Old Bike. Nice. Whether you are a celebrity or a normal being, if your stag do story is entertaining enough, it will hit the papers just like poor old Ollie and McKinnon.
Sorry?
Poor old Ollie McKinnon. I don't know how to say his name. Listen to this. The poor fella was with his future wife, Claire Hunt, who was in on the scam, driving along a country lane when 16 masked men blocked the road. Pulled the unsuspecting stag out of the car. He was bound and gagged and thrown into the back of a black van. He was then driven 100 miles into Devon, stripped and made to wear a mankini, and then given a rusty old bike, a map, and ordered to ride 10 miles to his stag do. He thought his stag do was the following week. Ollie got the shingles after the prank and kidnapped as he was so upset about it.
You got shingles from being so upset.
So much panic.
I think you'd quite like that.
You think so?
Being kidnapped and tied up naked.
I could continue the stag do stories, but I'm not going to do it. I just gave you one there.
So that's good. I like you did a bit of homework there. You're like, oh, we've got a stag do coming up. Let's get some content that's related.
What do you think is going to happen on the stag do? What's our best stag do thing that could happen?
We lose you, and you come back like 2 years later, and there's some crazy story. You had to marry a like wild animal to stay alive. So you got lost. You went so far off piste,
yeah,
and you got abducted by a Yeti.
Yeah.
And you had to marry the Yeti, otherwise the Yeti was going to kill you.
I would be killed by the Yeti. Then marry a Yeti.
What?
So you, what do you mean, what? You? No, I just say what to
that's
you.
That's harsh on the Yeti. You've not even seen her yet. She could be lovely Yeti. You don't know that. So obviously you'd have to take your engagement ring off, and it would be.
I don't wear an engagement ring. I don't wear an engagement ring.
Oh, right. Okay.
All right, big boy.
Already taken it off, have we? I don't wear an engagement ring because I'm not getting married.
I don't wear it. Why am I Southern as well? I don't wear an engagement ring. No. You wear a wedding ring, I think. I don't think men typically wear engagement rings.
I've not done it before, so I don't know what goes on. Well,
what's going to happen on the stadium? You can't give it to me.
Well, probably some skiing. Yep. I imagine probably quite a lot of drinking.
Yeah.
Someone will cry.
Yeah, I think so.
Someone will cry.
Mm-hmm.
Some lovely spaghetti bolognese I'm looking forward to. I do like a bolognese after a hard day skiing.
Yeah.
Maybe some pooing outside. That's
potentially.
You might fall asleep in a doorway.
Oh my God, that happened last time.
Hopefully not get woken up by a load of children.
Teenagers,
because that's slightly odd.
It's just going to be fun. And you know, but the next time that we do a bonus episode,
it will be post.
I think we should do something fun. Yeah. I think we should do a whole
show.
We should do a whole show just on the stag.
Should I brace myself?
Yeah.
Myself? Sorry.
Oh my God. You finally admitted
it. My alter egos.
Finally admitted
my
it.
My precious. Myself.
Should I brace myself?
Right. Me and myself and Irene.
Are you going to brace myself?
We're braced, right.
We're going to do a whole episode on it. I can't wait.
What do you mean?
We're going to do a whole episode on stag.
What, on post stag?
Yeah.
I mean, we should have done it out there, really.
I can't
You
wait.
mid stag, all drunk, being a...
Well, we're going to do it. We're going to do a whole episode just on the stag do as soon as we got back. Hey, also, by the way, on our bonus episodes, we have our private cooler. Of course we do.
Private cooler.
We have a private cooler.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
They're anonymous.
Whoa.
So we can't reveal who they are, but
that means
it's
going to be juicy.
I'm going to call them and they're going to tell us a story. You ready, Alex?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello, private caller. You are speaking to Jamie Lang and Alex Mitten of Private Parts.
How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm all right, thank you.
Oh, what is the best thing that's happened to you today?
The best thing that's happened to me today, honestly? Yeah, okay. So I always judge how my week's going to be by how Monday starts. And this morning I went downstairs and I found the dog tangled up in his pyjamas. So his legs were caught inside and he was like a ball and couldn't move, which was kind of funny.
Sorry, hold on a second. Hold on a second. Your dog wears pyjamas?
We live in an old Victorian fixer-upper and it's really cold at night, so he wears a onesie.
How does he get it on?
We put it on him. He doesn't put it on himself.
What does he wear when he wants to go out?
Yeah,
when he's out for dinner, what does he wear?
Well, What was that?
Alex says, when he's out for dinner, what does he wear?
Oh, well, a shirt and tie, obviously.
Yeah, good pooch.
Yeah, but no trousers, the psycho.
Exactly.
We want to hear your amazing story, anonymous caller. So take it away. The floor is yours.
Okay. So, I was in my early 20s living in Toronto. I'd gone on a few dates with this guy. I really liked him. And we were due to see each other on this Saturday, and it happened to be his birthday. So I was trying to figure out something quite good to do. And I lived with my brother and his girlfriend at the time, and they suggested that we all went for a day out at the zoo, which it sounds like a good idea, but it was a bit of a Brit amateur thing to do because it was the middle of winter and it was about minus 30. And it was even cold for Toronto standards. And with the wind chill on that, it's like considerably colder.
Minus 30.
So anyway, everyone thought it was a good idea. And so off we went. And Toronto Zoo is enormous. And there's quite a lot of outdoor space. And so we made our way around during the morning. And then at lunchtime, we stopped. And there's a well-known fast food outlet. So we ate there for our lunch. And then we carried Wimpy's. On. It's about half an hour after leaving lunch that I realised there was something not right with my stomach. And I just started to feel worse and worse. I was going to need to use a loo. And just a reminder here that this was a date, and it was a date with a Canadian, and Canadians are very polite, and you don't talk about loos, especially on early dates. So I was kind of trying to pretend I was okay, and I looked at the map, and there was a toilet up ahead of us in a toilet block. So we got there, and you know when you've kind of just held on for as long as you can and your body knows it's reached its destination? I was in that kind of mode. And guess what? The loo was closed due to the exceptionally cold weather.
And I was would have told barged that the through that door. Was
back by the entrance. And I just, it was horrendous. My life was kind of flashing in front of me and I kept having to sit down. I was trying not to tell them what was wrong with me. And I was literally sweating, trying to pretend I was okay. And I definitely was not okay. So anyway, we finally got around further and I could see ahead. I could see the buildings where the loos were. And I told everybody that I needed the loo. I was going to go ahead. And I tried really to saunter off casually out of sight. Yeah. And I was sauntering casually.
The 100 meters in 8 seconds.
And I just couldn't wait any longer. So I broke into a run. And let's just say, if you ever find yourself in that predicament, do not run.
Oh my God. What is it? What happened when you ran?
Well, what you expect. I mean,
what,
I broke into a
run unicorn came?
The word.
Oh my God.
It was horrendous. You probably don't want to hear the rest of the story.
That is, we know. I love the idea that you walked and then you decided to break into a run.
You walked for 0.3 seconds.
Trying to break into a run.
And that's how not to do a date, kids.
That's amazing. Anonymous private caller, you are wonderful. Thank you so much for that. It's really cheered up our day. So thank you.
You're welcome.
We'll speak to you later.
Will do. Take care.
Bye.
I feel like we've unknowingly become like Poo's Anonymous.
It's not
we're like a support group for Poo.
Oh
problems.
My God. It's so funny.
Why have we become that? We had someone grating a shit. The carpet last week. We've got someone pooing themselves in the Arctic tundra.
The idea of going on a date and then walking away really quickly, then you'd watch them break into.
When you realize you've pooed yourself mid sprint, do you carry on sprinting?
Yeah, you keep going.
You have to.
You keep, that keep stage going. You keep going. You keep going. Oh God! If you want to be our private caller, all you got to do is send in your private stories to our Instagram at private podcast, and you can also be our private caller. Hey, we have some funny lookalikes that got sent through to us, Alex. Yeah,
go on.
People think that you look like Andy Serkis,
Gollum
from
Lord of the Rings,
and they've written into us, and it was Lucy who says, "Once you see it, you can't unsee it." With an upset face.
Well, I'd rather you didn't see it, because if you can't unsee it, I'm fucked. So. I don't particularly want to be Gollum.
People think that I look like Judd Rinder. We know that.
Yeah.
Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah.
And the new one is Gunther from Friends, the barista.
Ah. You've got a bit of a barista look about
you. I look like the barista from Friends.
Desperate, always pining after women.
What? Is that what baristas do?
No, that's what Gunther did.
Oh, is that what Gunther did?
Yeah.
Oh, Gunther.
He's a sweet chap, really, though.
Also, by the way, Gunther, the actor who played Gunther, amazing guy, he passed away recently, so I just wanted to say that as well. But obviously, apparently I used to look like Gunther from Friends.
Did you meet him?
I never met him, no.
You don't know what type of guy he was.
I have no idea. You also look like Robin Thicke. You get that as well.
Yeah, throbbing dick.
Before we go, we got sent a voice note that I want to play out as well.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to it. You haven't listened to it, but here it is. This is from one of our listeners.
Okay.
Here it is.
Apparently listening to the bonus episode that just came out today, Wednesday, and Jamie's saying how he's got a talent about movies. I've not finished listening to that whole part, but on another podcast, they done a quiz on Monday, and it was guess the top five gross making movies of all time. So the ones that made the most money, the top five. I got three of them right. My partner got four. None of the guys on the podcast got them all right. So Jamie, if you listen to this, do not cheat and Google it. But let's see if we can get you to do that. Or the top 10. I know the top 10 as well. So yeah. And I've also got a funny poo story when I was out walking my dog.
Another one.
I came into a bit of a situation and had to do one in Mother Nature. So if you want me to be a private caller as well, sign me up.
Okay, that's two there's, in one right
there's
there.
A lot going on with that voice note.
Okay,
So the first bit she was saying the top five highest grossing movies.
Okay, I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to say...
I already know it.
Okay, do you really? Yeah. Do you actually know it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't know it. I'm going to go...
I know one of them, I think.
Okay, well, what do you think? What do you go for your first one?
The Avengers, wasn't that one?
Yeah, I think there's that as well.
And then something topped it recently. Avatar 2.
I'm going to go. Do you know what I'm going to go for? I don't think Avatar 2 did it? Maybe it did.
I don't know.
Avatar Way of the Water. Did that top it? Okay, I'm going to tell you what I
love how you know the full title.
I tell you what I think it is. I think up there I think Spider-Way No Way Home. Spider-Man No Way Home.
Spider-Way.
Spider-Man No Way Home.
Classic, yeah.
I think Spider-Man No Way Home. I think Top Gun Maverick is up there.
Yeah. Oh, there were, I don't think it was.
This is my one. I'm going to go for Spider-Man No Way Home. I'm going to go for Top Gun Maverick, the second one. I'm going to go for Avatar Way of the Water. I'm going to do it. I'm going to go for the Avengers movie.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go for... Oh, my God. And I'm going to go for the... Another Avengers movie. I think two Avengers movies.
I think there's a Spider-Man.
Or is it Iron Man?
I think there's a Spider-Man in there.
Spider-Man No Way Home. I said that.
Oh, you really said that.
Yeah.
You were saying Spider-Man.
So what do you think it is?
I've only given two. Spider-Man and Avengers. And Way of the Water.
Okay, Avatar, right. Too. Top grossing movies of all time. You ready for this? Here are the answers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I was going to say that. Okay, here we go. This could be huge. This could be huge.
Huge.
This could be huge.
What?
Hold on. Here we go.
It's going to be huge.
Well, I'm just working out what it is.
Not that big, is it?
Oh, I'm way off. All right, Avatar. This is just shocking. Is this right?
I love it every time. It's, you just get it wrong, and your little face, and you never believe at first what Google says.
It's just really annoying because I thought these ones.
What happens when you don't know.
Why did I put that?
What?
All right. Okay.
Answer. Come on.
All right. Number one, Avatar.
As in the first one.
Yeah.
Okay.
We should have said that because that was obvious. I don't know why I didn't put that. Second one is the Avengers Endgame.
That's one. We got that.
Yeah. Third, Avatar, The Way of the Water.
So yeah, we're doing all right.
No, Titanic. I knew that was, but I didn't think it was that big.
He's done well.
Yeah, but I didn't think it was that big.
Three of his movies are the top grossing.
Star Wars.
Ah, classic. I watched Star Wars last night.
Spider-Man No Way Home is number 7. Maverick Top Gun is 12. Damn it. Damn it.
You just don't... You're not...
Oh, that was just bad.
You just need... You need to...
I knew that Titanic was up there. Titanic used to be the highest grossing movie forever, ages until it. Avatar. Should've it beat
said
Avatar.
Should have said it.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
It beat Avatar.
Titanic
beat Avatar.
Avatar beat Titanic. And that came out, what, 2009 or something? 2010?
Yeah.
And Titanic came out like 94, 95?
It's very interesting.
Anyway, all right, everybody. If you want to be a private caller, get in touch.
If you've got a story that doesn't involve poo, maybe ring in.
Get in touch. Sign to our DMs at Private Podcast. I hope you enjoyed the episode. We'll be back next week. We're obviously going to be here on Friday. We've got Sean Walsh. And next week, guys, we're going to be back from the Stag. So get ready for that. Have a great week. See you later. Goodbye.
Bye-bye now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.